This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Lucy May. She captured everyone's heart when she was born 6 weeks premature at the Cincinnati Zoo. Now Fiona is turning five, and we have more on the celebrations in this pre-recorded interview. Joining me now is Cincinnati Zoo and Botanical Garden Africa Department Senior Keeper Jenna Wingate. Thanks so much for being here, Jenna.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
So I told a little bit of Fiona's beautiful backstory, but for anyone, I don't know if there's anyone, but for anyone who doesn't know about our sweet baby Fiona, can you tell us a little bit about her origin story?
Sure. So Fiona, you know, has become really popular because she had this crazy underdog story due to the fact that she was born about 6 weeks premature, and she's the only hippo we know to have been born prematurely and to have survived. And she was only 29 pounds. And we really weren't sure if she would survive. So, you know, our PR team started sharing her story from day one, and everyone was able to kind of follow along, and they fell in love with her.
Yes, I know. I am one of the people who fell in love with her. And 29 pounds, that's half the weight of a typical baby hippo. Isn't that right?
Yes, that's exactly right. They're usually 50 to even over 100 pounds at birth. So 29 was extremely small.
Yeah. So how do you know how much she weighs now? I mean, I know we're not supposed to talk about a lady's weight, but I just need to know.
We actually celebrate Fiona's weight. So as she grows, you know, we're very excited to say that she's 1,800 and about 60 pounds as of last week. So 1,860 pounds is pretty good, but she is a little bit small for her size, but doing well. We know she's healthy based on her allowing us to do blood draws and, of course, just seeing her on a daily basis and knowing that she's eating well and behaving as she should and overall thriving.
And we, of course, all think she's perfect, no matter how much she weighs. What has this 5 years of Fiona meant for the zoo? I mean, the whole world has been watching Fiona and her growth and her beautiful story.
You know, that's a good question. We're actually so surprised, at least I am, that it's 5 years later and people are still very, very excited about her. She's done so much for the zoo, you know, brought so many people here to visit her and then also fall in love with all of the other animals that live here. She's brought, you know, business to our local businesses here because they're throwing out Fiona merchandise left and right. And she's, you know, and they also give back to the zoo. So that's been great. But she's just a local star that's really brought a lot of people together and helped the zoo grow and, you know, makes a lot of things extra exciting around here. We have this world famous hippo, and she's done so much for the zoo and the whole community.
So what is this hippo princess doing for her fifth birthday today?
That's a good question. Unfortunately, it is so, so cold outside right now that she'll be inside. So we have a bunch of pre-recorded videos that we are sharing for her virtual birthday party. But she will get lots of extra treats today, some new toys, lots of extra attention, of course. And I plan to go over and sing her happy birthday before I leave for the day, of course.
Oh, that's awesome. And you've been one of her keepers from the very beginning, haven't you?
Yes, I was lucky enough to have been here from the start, and I stayed the very first night with her, which was terrifying. Oh. We weren't sure if she would survive at that point. So when you're left, you know, all the vets go home and everything, it was a little bit scary. I felt a lot of pressure and, of course, was very worried about her. But I've been with her since day one, and she has definitely changed my life for the better.
Oh, did she still recognize you?
Yes, I am her primary caretaker currently. So for the past 4 years or so, I've had the joy of working with her 4 days a week at least. And we have a special bond, but she doesn't play favorites. I think she loves all people. She loves definitely all of her caretakers. And, you know, whoever has the most food or the biggest camera might be her favorite at the moment. But she comes to her name. She comes over to say hello when she sees me right away in the morning. So she definitely still recognizes all of us.
That's fantastic. And tell us, how is the Tucker BB Fiona dynamic going?
You know, it's going well. Everything considered, it's been great. We definitely see that BB and Tucker are still trying to figure things out a little bit. Tucker, you know, came from a zoo where there weren't any other hippos. So we think he's kind of getting used to being with others. And he's shy and a true gentleman. So that's great. But BB's definitely letting him know that this is her space and she's the boss. There haven't been any big issues. Fiona and Tucker get along so well. She definitely bothered him a little bit at the beginning, just following him around, kind of nipping at his tail like she did with BB, but it was all friendly and they are doing great, napping together and everything these days.
Oh, that's great. And so is Fiona, is she technically now at 5 a full-grown hippo? When do hippos reach maturity?
That's a good question. So we typically say between 5 and 7, hippos are often reproductively mature. However, with Fiona being so premature, we aren't positive what her situation will be or if she will ever be large enough to be, reproductively mature in the sense that we would want to breed her with a male just for her own safety. But I've read that hippos can grow until they're 25. But honestly, you're going to see a hippo and about this age think that they're full grown. So you wouldn't notice the huge growth part between now and 25. It might just be some extra weight. So Fiona is still small, but she has time to grow for sure.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you brought up that reproductive maturity because that has gotten me really worried. There's that thirsty, thirsty hippo Timothy who's been making passes at Fiona for a long time. And I am so worried that somebody's going to try to lure our girl away from Cincinnati and make her a little wifey. What's going on with that? She's never going to leave us, is she?
No, I can say with about 99% certainty that Fiona will stay here. We did bring Tucker here to breed with BB, but if in the future they recommend that Tucker and Fiona mate, then we will allow that to happen. But for the time being, we have absolutely no need or reason to send Fiona anywhere. We have a wonderful facility and we think people would riot if she left. So in the future, if she is recommended for breeding, we can bring a male here or it could possibly be with Tucker.
Oh, well, I am very relieved to hear that. I will let you get back to your busy zoo life now. Thank you so much, Jenna Wingate, for talking with us. You've been listening to Cincinnati Edition. The producer for this show is Selena Reeder. The assistant producer is Nick Swartzel. The technical director is Josh Elstro. I'm Lucy May.